I want to ask you four questions. In many ways, each question is very much related, certainly to this week's parsha. And there's really one answer that I think is the underlying theme behind all four ideas that, to me, is a very, very important message that I want to leave you with this morning. So first off, Parsha Va'era has the crux of the Makot. What's the number of Makot? This week's Parsha, right? First few Makot, who performs those Makot? Who's the individual who carries them out? Make sure that the Makot happens. Aaron. And Chazal teach us what? Why is it that Aaron performs those Makot? We would have thought that who would have performed the Makot? Should have been Moshe. And what did Chazal teach us is the reason that Aaron performed the Makot?
Because the water saved Moshe and the sand saved Moshe.
Right. In effect, right? Water, sand, ground. Moshe has a debt of gratitude of sort to pay to these inanimate objects. Now, if you think about it, certainly the water doesn't have feelings. And the ground doesn't have any thoughts or any concerns. So it's a bit strange that Moshe feels this need to repay this debt. Question number one. Question number two. Okay, last week's parsha, you got to go back a bit. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe at the snack, and Hashem says, Moshe, guess what? Time to go back to the Jewish people. Time to redeem my people. I've heard their cries. And I want you to return to Mitzrayim, and I want you to take them out. And Moshe says, sure, no problem. Again, after all of the back and forth, the discussion. But what's the first thing Moshe does? He doesn't immediately go back to Mitzrayim, but he goes somewhere else, and he has a very brief dialogue. What happens?
He asks Yitro.
Exactly. He asks Yitro. Goes to his father-in-law, and he asks his father-in-law. Now, this is strange. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just came to Moshe and said, guess what, Moshe? Time to go back to redeem the Jewish people. And he says, okay, just let me ask my father-in-law. What's going on? Why is he asking his father-in-law? He has a big job to do. Unbelievable set of responsibilities. Question two. Question three. Moshe is known by which name? Obviously Moshe. And why do we call Moshe Moshe? Where does the name come from? Who gives him the name? Yeah? Exactly. Right? And presumably, we don't know for sure, but I think Chazal say this, that Moshe had a Hebrew name given to him by his mother, given to him by Yocheved. Yet even though we don't know what that name is, presumably he could have gone back to that name once he becomes or returns or becomes the leader of the Jewish people. So why is it that Moshe doesn't return to that name? And the final question, and it's a bit out there, a bit strange. But as you know, Moshe was chvad pech, chvad lashon. Moshe had difficulty in speech. Right? Why didn't he simply ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to heal him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him to go to the Jewish people. Aaron is going to help. Certainly Aaron is going to be the spokesman. But he very easily could have said, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make you a deal. You want me to be the leader. You want me to be the spokesman. Fine. But so then heal me. Let me be a great spokesman. Let me be a great orator. Why doesn't he pray for his sound, his mouth, his voice to be healed? And I think the one common denominator and the theme that runs through all of this is the midah of hakarat hatov, of being thankful. And it's a tremendous, tremendous value that all of us could and hopefully should learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's most obvious, this week's parsha, first two makot, that Moshe even had hakarat hatov to water, to ground, to inanimate objects, not because they needed it. It wasn't about the water. Water doesn't have feelings. It was about Moshe. Moshe wanted to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for himself, to build it in himself. And ultimately, Moshe goes back and asks Yitro for permission to return to Mitzrayim. And the reason Moshe asked Yitro for permission is because he was just living with his father-in-law for 60 years. His father-in-law took good care of him. He was a nomad. He was a nomad. He was traveling in the desert. He was lost. His father-in-law gave him a house, gave him a place to live, gave him a shidduch, took good care of him. He doesn't want to just leave his father-in-law. He has a karas hatov. He has appreciation for what his father-in-law did. So he says, you know what? Hashem, no problem, I'll go back, but I got to check with my father-in-law first. And he has a tremendous amount of akaras hatov to Bat Paro, to his adoptive mother, who took care of him, who nurtured him. He grew up in her home. He grew up in her arms. And therefore, he doesn't change his name. And he doesn't go back to his Jewish, his Hebrew name, because he wants to demonstrate that Hakaras HaTov. And finally, the Ramban writes that Moshe didn't pray. And this is a bit out there, but Goldberg actually shared this Ramban with me. I haven't seen it inside. But Goldberg told me that the Ramban writes that the reason that Moshe didn't pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have his voice healed is because he had a karas atov for the nes, the miracle that happened to him. He wanted to recognize and remember the miracle that happened to him and demonstrate appreciation. The famous Medrash, when the Medrash talks about his hand and the movement and the nes that happened that saved him, that ultimately damaged his tongue and his voice. And one midah, one trait, a karas atov, something that Moshe personifies and really runs not just throughout this week's parsha, but last and next, to me is such an important value to leave you with. So as you get ready for Shabbos, first full week back after vacation, hopefully it was a great week of learning, getting ready for exams coming up, a week to go. Mirza Hashem, there's much to be thankful for. There's so much going on in the world. This week saw a number of terrorist attacks happening in Israel and a number that didn't even happen. And there's so much to be thankful for. So you can look at Moshe Rabbeinu, recognize his ability to demonstrate Hakaras HaTov, and hopefully we can remind ourselves of the need to look around in our own lives and find what to be thankful for. So a good Shabbos to all.